It's Reading with Rella V.
Rella V.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella V.
Hello and welcome to Reading with Rella B. I'm Rella B and thanks for joining me. If you're new here, I would like to let you know a little bit about what's going to happen. So we are going to start with getting our brains and bodies ready. First, we're going to do a stretching series, and then after we do our stretches, we're going to do a guess what riddle. And after that riddle, the riddle is going to have to do with our main content, which if you were here for the last episode, that was part one of Winnie's Choose Your Own Adventure series. So we're going to be continuing that today. And then after that, we'll go into our shoutouts, and then we'll say goodbye. So if you are ready, let's go ahead and start our stretch. We are going to start with our heads today. So we're going to look up to the sky, stretch your neck, then look to your left over your shoulder, then look to your right over your shoulder, and then raise your arms up high as they can go. Always remember to be mindful of your space, whether you're sitting or standing. And then we're going to bring our arms down to the ground. Touch your toes. And then we're going to wiggle those toes. Wiggle. And then we're going to roll our ankles. And then wiggle one leg. And wiggle the other leg. And then we're going to shake our hands out. And we're going to shake our arms. And then we're going to shake it all out. Shake your body. Shake it all out. All right. Now that our bodies are ready, we're going to get our brains ready with our riddle. So I'm going to give you 3 hints. And then after the 3 hints, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. And you can guess what it is. And it has to do with our story. So, hint number one. I am a place where it's very dark and cool. Like a hidden room in nature. Hint number two, you might hear flapping wings or echoes in me, but don't worry, it's just a mystery. Do you know what it is? Do you need hint number three? Spelunkers and adventurers explore my deep, but always bring a light to help them seek. Do you know what it is? 5 more seconds. Maybe you can get a clue from your parents. All right, if you guessed a cave, you would be correct. It's a cave. And we are gonna go ahead and welcome back Winnie when he is going to share the rest of the adventure of Rainbow Island, where his friends are trying to find the treasure, the bigger treasure that they were able to seek. Are you ready? Oh my goodness, I'm so excited that you guys decided to come back and find the bigger treasure on Rainbow Island. We're here with Winnie again, and he's going to take us on the adventure. Are you guys ready? All right, here we go.
Lovely to be here again with everyone, and I'm very excited to take you along on the trip for the greater treasure. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna see a lot of fantastical beasts and new locations and just all kinds of amazing places. So this is very exciting. The greater treasure. Max and his friend decided to continue their journey in search of the greater treasure. They knew that the challenges ahead would be difficult, but they were determined to see the adventure through to the end. As they ventured deeper into the cave, they encountered a series of trials that tested their strength, intelligence, and courage. Each challenge was more difficult than the last, but Max and his friend persevered, growing stronger and more confident with each victory. Mysterious Rift. As Max and his friend continued their journey, they discovered a mysterious rift in the cave. The rift seemed to shimmer and pulse with energy, and they could see a completely different landscape on the other side. Intrigued by this new discovery, Max and his friend decided to step through the rift. Max and his friends found themselves in a completely different world, filled with strange creatures and unfamiliar landscapes. The sky was vibrant shade of purple, and the plants around them seemed to glow with an inner light. They realized that this new world held the key to the greater treasure they sought. As they explored this new world, they encountered a wise ancient creature who offered to guide them on their quest. The creature explained that the greater treasure was hidden deep within a mystical temple guarded by powerful forces. With the help of their new guide, Max and his friend embarked on a journey to the mystical temple. Along the way, they encountered new challenges and obstacles that were unique to this strange world. They had to learn to adapt and use their newfound skills to overcome these trials. As they approached the temple, they could feel the power of the tree emitting from it. The ancient creature warned them that the final challenge would be the most difficult one yet, but Max and his friend decided that they are determined to succeed. Inside the temple, Max and his friend faced a series of intricate puzzles and riddles that tested their intellect and creativity. They worked together, combining their strength to solve each challenge. Finally, they reached the heart of the temple, where the greater treasure was hidden. However, guarding the treasure was a fearsome guardian, a creature of immense power and strength. Max and his friend knew that they would have to defeat the guardian in order to claim the greater treasure. Max and his friend battled the fearsome guardian using their wits and newfound abilities to outsmart and defeat him. As the guardian fell, he started turning to a kid with his hand that looked like an orange crystal. He thanked them for freeing him from the curse of being the guardian forever. The greater treasure was revealed, a magnificent gemstone that had the power to grant its possessor incredible wisdom and understanding. With the greater treasure in hand, Max and his friend returned to their own world, ready to share this incredible adventure with their friends and family. As Max and his friend were about to leave the temple, they noticed a strange symbol etched into the wall. Intrigued, they decided to investigate further and discovered the hidden chamber behind the wall. Inside the chamber, they found a mysterious artifact that glowed with a warm, inviting light. Now, they had to make a choice. Did they take the artifact and leave the temple, or leave the artifact and continue on their journey?
Ooh, it took so long to find the artifact, so let's take it with us.
So I want to take it with you.
Yes.
The curse of the artifact. As Max and his friend left the temple with the artifact in hand, they started to notice strange things happening around them. Once clear, a path became less obscure, and the creatures and the surrounding areas seemed to be more aggressive and dangerous. Concerned that the artifact was cursed, Max and his friend decided to seek out a wise sage that could help them understand its power. Now, they also had to make a choice. Did they continue on their journey with the artifact or seek out a wise sage?
I think that sometimes things are easier when you have help, so let's seek help.
The wise sage. Max and his friend finally arrived at the wise sage's secluded hut. The sage listened patiently and they explained their situation and the strange occurrences that had been happening since they found the artifact. The sage revealed that the artifact was indeed cursed and that they needed to perform a ritual to break the curse. Max and his friend agreed to the ritual and were successful in breaking the curse, but not without facing the final challenge. As Max and his friend prepared for the final challenge, they realized that they were up against their most fearsome foe yet, a powerful sorcerer who had been watching their every move. The sorcerer revealed that he had been responsible for the curse on the artifact and that he would stop at nothing to get it. He tricked them to go and get it and break the curse because he can't do that by himself. Max and his friend knew that they had to defeat the sorcerer in order to protect the artifact and themselves, but they had to make a choice. Do they face the sorcerer, their most fearsome foe yet, or do they run away?
This is hard, but sometimes we have to make hard decisions, so we're going to be brave and face the sorcerer.
Great, because Max and his friend battled the sorcerer with all their might, using their intelligence and newfound abilities to outsmart and defeat him. As the sorcerer fell, the artifact was freed from its curse, and Max and his friend felt a sense of relief and triumph. With their quest finally over, Max and his friend returned to their own world. The artifact in hand, they knew that their adventure had been one they would never forget, and that they had learned a valuable lesson about bravery observance, and the importance of true friendship. So, congratulations on completing the last treasure of the Rainbow Island. Your choice have led Max and his companion on an unforgettable adventure through the mysterious new world. Remember, you can always return to the beginning to make different choices and experience new paths and outcomes. Thank you for joining Max and his companion on their journey, and we hope you enjoy the adventure.
Yay, we did it. That was so awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that with us today.
You're very, very welcome. Very, very welcome. I love sharing all these adventures with our audience, and I hope to see them go on their own adventures, learn their own lessons. And they always have to remember to be kind to people, be nice to everyone around them, be respectful to their family and their elders, and most importantly, take care of themselves.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming here. What made you think of an adventure on Rainbow Island?
So I always wanted to write a kid's book because I like kids and I don't have one of my own, but my family, my nieces, everything, and I always see them try to read, and it's really cute, and I just wanted to be part of that. I wanted to participate in that, and part of it was also because I got commissioned as a writer to write a story about mom called Supermom, and it was a superhero story for a mother that goes and saves her children and everything, and it was very fun, and I found that I can do well in writing for children. And I also decided to do something interesting with it by introducing the choose your own adventure aspect for that book. And I combined basically these two ideas, children's book with choose your own adventure. And that's how Treasure and Rainbow Island came to be.
I love that. It's super unique and it was super fun. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to be here with you on other episodes, and it has been very, very great and very, very fun to read and take your choices and go through this journey with you. So thank you very much for having me.
Of course, thank you. Whoa, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited that we were able to find that bigger treasure with Winnie. That was so awesome for him to share that with us and very exciting. So now that we've gone on that journey, what else? Oh. You know what sound that is? It's time to find out who our co-creators are. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Lily, Naomi, Tommy, Sam, Lauren, and Madison had fun today. Won't you join me another day? If you're interested in getting a shout out or having a story read on the Rella B Books podcast, go to rellabbooks.com where you can find free printables and activities. And if you click on the tab that says want to participate, you can have your own story that will be emailed to you based off whatever idea you choose. And then you'll have a chance for that story to be read on the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.